Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 21st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And it was an interesting day. I'll say that. An interesting day. Now,
starting this podcast,
there's been a little bit of a difficulty trying to get the
live.
The link here. So I'm trying to find the stream so I can tweet it out. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. But this is going to be a good one. It's yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And not only was it Tuesday, but it was Taco Tuesday. A day to live in infamy. All right. For those of you that have the... Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lone Ranger, for the link. All right. I'm going to tweet that out. First, I'm going to make sure it's the right link. There I am. Thank you, guys. All right. So, we're here. I'm here on my own. And once again, a solo update has turned into quite the day here. Quite the day. Let's talk about it. Yes, Project Sullivan, thank you. So it was day 63 in the Big Brother 21 house. And oh boy. So we'll get to the juicy tacos later. But first we have to talk through some other stuff. For instance, we started the day with Cliff Notes. Cliff Notes, he was talking to the cameras. He mentioned the night before. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but that there was some sort of wall yeller. I might call them game interferer. I'm not a fan personally. Cliff says that something unsettling happened last night and that it's not going to impact the game. And it reminded him that there are crazy people out there. He didn't say this. I'm saying this. It reminded him that people are like watching their every move and really care a lot about things and are going to critique them and all of that stuff. So my paraphrasing of that is that it reminded him that there are crazy people out there who think that that yelling and trying to blast messages to house guests is a cool thing to do. He says it's not going to impact the game, and it's totally not going to do any kind of involvement of any sort. Him and Jess are later going to talk about it briefly, and they both call it stupid. It's that was so stupid last night. So stupid. Yeah. So there you go. then we have so he's going to continue to talk through his cliff notes here. And he says he's interested to see what will happen with his conversation with Tommy. Now, this is something that's been brewing for a few days now, that Tommy and Cliff want to talk to each other. And he doesn't want to promise Tommy anything because he's not sure where he wants to go. Because he's not sure what. Basically, Tommy has told him that that he feels like people are starting to come. The way the house is shaping up to be is that Tommy and Cliff are starting to be pitted against each other. And Tommy doesn't like that. And Cliff doesn't like that. Cliff would love to be safe and not have anyone come after him, of course. And so he wants to talk with Tommy about this, and he wants to not be Tommy's target, but he also doesn't want to promise Tommy that he won't be Cliff's target, because Cliff still isn't sure what he needs to do or wants to do moving forward. And he might need to target Tommy. So his idea here is that he wants to talk to Tommy and try to deflect Tommy's target off of Cliff without actually having to promise Tommy anything, because then it's a lot easier to not get into trouble with, you know, Jackson and Holly, who he also has some kind of deal with. So that's Cliff's game plan. He realizes that this deal with Jackson and Holly, they're using him and Nicole a little bit here. They're trying to get in good with Cliff and Nicole, and also stay good with Tommy and Sis. And he still worries that they have a deal with Tommy and Sis, even though they're denying it. Maybe they don't have an actual deal, but they probably have some sort of understanding, a relationship that holds over from earlier in the game, that they feel safe with Tommy and Sis. And that is very much the case, at least from Jackson and Holly's perspective. And so he recognizes that he's just kind of they're kind of being used. Jackson can't win the next HOH. So it's just going to be Cliff, Nicole, and Holly fighting. And is Holly really going to be fighting to go against Tommy and Sis if Tommy and Sis aren't coming after Jackson and Holly? It's everything that we've talked about all week long with all of these duos and how they are all fighting to be in that middle spot. Cliff says he doesn't blame them for it. He'd be doing the same thing, and he is trying to do the same thing, but he recognizes it. So he also talks about how he might have to turn on Jess. He doesn't want to. He really wants to get to the final three with Nicole and Jess. That would be his ideal scenario. But Jess has been such a wild card in the last week that he doesn't know what to do about her. And he might end up having to turn on her, or even putting her on the block as a pawn, or maybe even a target at some point. You know, maybe that would be the way for him to escape if he won the HOH. And so that way he wouldn't have to target any of the duos. Maybe putting up somebody like Jess would be a way out of that. He's just thinking through some options, just trying to figure out where to go from here at this point. He still wants to get to the final three with Jess. It's just he's not seeing exactly how that's going to work, especially with the way that she has been acting lately. So that's Cliff notes. Those were his notes. Nick is going to talk with Nicole. He's going to fill her in about the argument he had with Christy the day before. Now, I am remiss to say that I did forget to mention one of my favorite parts of the Christy and Nick argument that is going to be relevant, which was that yesterday, or I should say the day before, during the Nick and Christy fight that we talked about with Brent, that Nick at one point said, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that everyone likes me. It's not my fault that everyone likes me. That's not my fault. Because Christy was saying that he's in good with everyone. He's, it's not my fault that people just like me. I'm a likable person. And so Nick is going to talk with Nicole about this argument he had with Christy. Now, we know that Nicole overheard the argument with Christy. So she already knew about some of it at the very least. But he fills her in. He tells her all of the details. He's trying to, you know, he got the sense from Christy that she plans on blowing him up publicly at some point. And so he's trying to do his best to get ahead of it and tell Nicole all of the things that he discussed with Christy. He's doing the same thing with Cliff, that he's really just trying to be like, look, I'm an open book. You know where I stand. All of the things that Christy said, I'm getting out there. Definitely a mistake on Christy's part to let Nick know all of the points that she was going to later bring up, if she actually wants to do damage to Nick. Tommy and Cliff are going to have their talk, or at least one of their talks. Cliff mentions again, Cliff mentions to Tommy, hey, you know, the thing that happened last night, Cliff seems to know it had something to do with Tommy. But he calls it blatantly untrue and not worth discussion. So whatever it is Cliff thinks it was, he is not talking about it, and he does not think it's true, and it's not going to impact Cliff's game or decision making in any way. Now it's clear to me that Tommy seems to know what the intention was. Tommy and Christy are later going to have a conversation about the events of the night before and be like, what the F? Tommy definitely knows what they were trying to do, because it doesn't take too much thought process to go, oh, somebody was yelling my name and Christy's name. Obviously they were trying to expose our previous relationship. It doesn't seem to have affected anything whatsoever though. Again, Jess was calling it stupid, as was Cliff. Cliff told Tommy it's definitely not worth discussing. It's blatantly untrue. We don't know what it is they thought they heard, whether it was the actual, like, hey, you guys have a relationship, or if they misheard it and thought that it was something else. This happens all the time with the wall yelling. You know, in season 17, when they were saying that, like, hey, Austin and Vanessa have deals with everyone, you need to vote Julia out, they were like, oh my god, Austin wants to vote Julia out? Whoa! It's like, people really almost always misunderstand what is actually being said in these things. So it would not surprise me if they thought that something else was being said about Tommy. The way that Cliff was talking about it made it seem like it was something deeply personal, like an insult or like hate being leveled at Tommy or Christy. And I think that Tommy obviously knows the truth of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cliff and some of the other people had a different perspective on what the purpose of it was. Because really, again, the way Cliff talked about it was not like, oh, like it was a big revelation that was a lie. He was like, oh, it was criticism that was a lie. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Anyway, moving forward with this conversation, Cliff lets Tommy know, you're not really my target. You know, I know you said that it looks like we're going to be pitted against each other, but I hope you know that you're not really my target. You know, if I won, that's not really where I'd want to go with things. And Tommy tells Cliff, look, I felt a shift in the game here. And I'm feeling a little bit lost. I don't know where to go from here, and I don't know what to do. And I think this is the truth from Tommy, for the most part, that, you know, he has spent a long time very focused on one particular thing. He's wanted to play the Casey game. He had an alliance. He was in a great spot in that alliance. He would have just cruised to the win, really, if things had been able to stay the same. But they weren't able to stay the same. There was no Tyler holding them together. Christy could not fill those shoes. And so this is what happens to the Casey game when there's no Tyler there. Things blow up pretty dramatically, and you can't just cruise to the victory. And so Tommy's like, I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to do. I need to find my place. And Cliff, I want you to be there with me. I want you to help me find my place, because look, I will tell you this. I have feared you in the game, Cliff. I have feared you. And he has said that a lot privately to other people, sometimes even to Cliff. Cliff has been Tommy's target for a long time. But he's saying, but part of this shift is that I'm starting to go from, like, do I want to get the people out that I fear, or do I want to get the people out that I just don't want to win this game? I don't want to see them win this game. And this is where I feel like Tommy is starting to, like, a little bit twist the truth. But I do think he wants to work with Cliff, and I think that he knows that Cliff is such a fan that Cliff would like to hear, like, yeah, we don't want people to win the game who don't deserve to win the game. We want the actual players to win the game. People who love the game and understand the game. And that, of course, happens to coincide with what Tommy wants, in that, you know, Nick is one of those people, Nicole, Cliff, himself, Christy's going home, and then everyone else. So that works out for Tommy. Cliff also mentions this. I thought this was... Kat was somebody who talked about America's Favorite Player a lot throughout the season. She thought that her and Cliff were competing for that spot, that she was really trying to get America's Favorite Player. That was one of her main goals. But Cliff mentions America's Favorite Player in a very strategic way that I really actually enjoyed. He says to Tommy, look, something I was thinking. America's Favorite Player is never the winner of the game, right? And Tommy's like, well, didn't Derek win? It's like, oh, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that was Donnie, guys. Like, the guy with the most percentage of votes of, like, any America's Favorite Player. Okay. Tommy thinks that maybe Derek won. Cliff says, I'm pretty sure winners don't win America's Favorite Player. So what I was thinking, Tommy, is that I feel like decent chance that you and I are in the running, in the top two, maybe, for America's Favorite Player, which I think, tell me if I'm wrong here, gives us incentive to, if one of us doesn't win, we have incentive to want the other to win. Tommy, if you get evicted, you have incentive to want me to win the game, because then you're going to get America's Favorite Player. And Tommy's like, oh, that's a great thought. I hadn't really thought of that before. It's an interesting tactic there, which I do. I thought it was a very, very intriguing way of trying to get an ally on the jury, essentially, and in the game. So we'll see how that goes. So Cliff says, look, everything in this game is so fluid. Like, there aren't really any allies in the house anymore. There's no alliances. It's things are so fluid in the house. That's what we've been talking about all week long. And Tommy says, you know what, though? You have me. You have me. Cliff says, yeah. And I feel like the guys in the duos, we're the big targets. We're facing off against each other. And Tommy says, yeah, I see that. And I don't like it. I don't like it. This is what Cliff had talked about in his Cliff notes. This was Cliff's way of trying to imply to Tommy that he wanted to work with him without actually saying it. So Cliff is saying the guys are targeting each other, that's not good. We should do something about that. That's a way of Cliff not having to necessarily fully align himself with Tommy and Sis, but to call some kind of truce between himself and Tommy within the pairs so that Tommy doesn't come after Cliff directly if that happens. Something else that Cliff talked about in his Cliff Notes was Nicole and how he is loyal to Nicole and wants to take her to the final two, but he is concerned that she has a great relationship with Nick and that if he ends up going on the block next to Nicole, he's definitely going home. And so I think that part of this is Cliff trying to rectify that in some small way, if he is able to do that. So that's that he proposes that sort of idea to Tommy. Tommy is on board with that. Tommy says, look, I don't know what I would do if I win, but I want you to know it wouldn't be you. I wouldn't be targeting you. And I would want to work with you and talk with you to figure out where to go from there. And so this kind of truce is definitely coming together. I do think this conversation went very well for both of them, and it wouldn't surprise me if, as long as nothing major changes in the next coming days, if Cliff and Tommy did not target each other, if either of them won the HOH, which is definitely not great news for Jackson and Holly. So Christy and Nicole are going to talk a bit. Christy says one thing to Nicole that I thought was again, I love how they are recognizing the situation that they're in. They're like, is this normal? Christy says to Nicole, everyone is making deals with everyone. So how will anyone win HOH? What is everyone going to throw? Like, what's happening here? And Nicole is concerned about that. Nicole is going to have a conversation with Cliff, and they also talk about the state of the house and where things lie. Because they're like, Nicole is like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a great spot because I feel like nobody's coming for me. But then I feel like I have no idea what I would do if I won, and that would put me in a bad spot. So I think maybe I should not win. But then I need to win. It's very confusing. She doesn't know what to do. And so her and Cliff try to talk through the various options that they have in front of them. And it's a very confusing situation. If they win, do they target Tommy and Sis? Do they stick with Jackson and Holly? They know Jackson and Holly are kind of using them. They're not sure that they trust Jackson and Holly. But if they target Jackson and Holly, then they are on the outs with Tommy and Sis, and then they can get back together over there. So targeting either side seems to be a losing battle, especially, you know, you can't really leave Jackson and Holly in the game as a power couple. There's who's strong. But again, targeting them directly leaves yourself vulnerable. So what do you do? How do you move forward from there? Nicole's idea, okay, well, maybe what if I put up like Holly and Sis? Put a one from each. And Cliff is like, okay, that's an interesting idea. And they think through the ramifications of that, and not fully, but just they kind of talk about the idea of it. But ultimately, this doesn't really get resolved. They don't really know where to go. They ultimately resolve this conversation by just saying, you know what, we need to talk to Jackson and Holly. Because if we talk to Jackson and Holly, we need to see where they want us to go, essentially. Because they're trying to reel us in and you know, get something solid with us. If that's genuine, then that's important. If it's not genuine, then that's also important to know. So they feel like if they go to Jackson and Holly, it matters to them who Jackson and Holly want them to target. So if Jackson and Holly tell them to target somebody like Jess, then they probably know that Jackson and Holly have some kind of deal with Tommy and Sis. If they tell them to target Tommy and Sis, then that would make them feel a lot more comfortable, because it means that they don't feel as comfortable with Tommy and Sis, and therefore they don't have to be as concerned that there's other deals happening without them. They also want to talk more with Tommy and Sis to get a sense of where their heads are at. If they want to go after Jackson and Holly, or where they want to go. Nicole overall isn't super fond of Sis and where her head is at. Sis is the only person that just doesn't talk to Nicole and doesn't talk game with Nicole. And so she feels like Sis would be a great person to target, but she just doesn't know who she'd put up next to Sis because she doesn't want to put up Tommy if she doesn't have to. So again, lots of speculation and trying to figure out where to go from here. But and this is why I was just like, I really hope that the HOH is a knockout competition where you face off one on one and you like buzz in, and then whoever wins chooses the next two people to go, because that would cause so much chaos in this house of like everybody is doing their best to not step on anybody else's toes and have other people fight it out. And if they have to publicly expose who they do not want to win the HOH, then that would be a very interesting spot to be in. So they talk about that. They get to Christy and Jackson. Christy and Jackson are going to have a conversation. Christy lets Jackson know that that she plans on blowing Nick's game up on Taco Tuesday. This was her plan yesterday, or the day before. She had talked about how during Taco Tuesday, when everyone is there to eat dinner, she wants to like stand up and blow up Nick's game. That was her plan. It got interrupted when she ended up talking, getting into the fight with Nick the day before. And so then she's going to talk to Jackson about it. This is her pitch to stay, that I am against Nick. So she tells Jackson, I am targeting Nick. You know what I'm doing. You know who I'm targeting. And Sis, you don't know who she's targeting. For all you know, she's targeting you. Keep me around. You know my target. It's Nick. Nick is against you. Nick is playing the whole house, and I'm willing to call him out about it. Jackson is like, go for it. Call him out. I mean, it sounds like a good idea to me. And Christy's like, okay. Yeah. I mean, look, if it's a quiet Taco Tuesday, you'll know that I've chickened out. But thinking about it. She also lets Jackson know that she feels personally that that Tommy is more likely to work with Jackson and Holly if she stays in the game. So a little bit of using Tommy and throwing him a little bit under the bus there in order for her to stay, which, you know, good. Throw Tommy all the way under the bus if she needs to. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. That's Jackson and Christy. Jackson and Holly talk a little bit. He lets Holly know that Christy plans on blowing Nick up. Isn't that fun? He says to Holly, because Holly's like, I really want to win this next HOH. Jackson tells Holly, I don't think you need to win. I think we're good. I would rather us both be able to play in the following HOH. I don't think you need to win. Don't get too confident, Jackson. That is not true. So Christy decides, you know what? I'm not going to blow up Nick. Cancel the party. Cancel Taco Tuesday. Cancel the Twitch streams. We're shutting it down. No blow up. All right? We're not doing it. We're just going to eat our tacos in peace. Nick, though, still is worried that Christy's going to blow him up because she said she was going to. And so Nick goes and talks to Jackson. He's like, Jackson, is Christy going to blow me up? And Jackson's like, I mean, she talked to me about it. She's told me a bunch of stuff. And Nick was like, oh, I knew it. That Christy. Nick talks to Tommy. He's like, is she going to blow me up? Tommy's like, no, she decided against it. He's like, really, though? Christy goes and talks to Jackson again. Now she's concerned because Nick's running around acting pissed. Is Nick mad at me? What's going on? And then Nick sees Christy up with Jackson. And he goes, oh, no. He storms up to the HOH room. Knocks on the door. Storms in. Yo, can you do me a favor and keep my name out of your effing mouth? Whoa! All right, Nick. All right. Let's go do this right. Let's go downstairs. Let's go do this in front of everyone then. If this is what you want to do. Let's go do it. Taco Tuesday's back on. We got everyone get back. Come on. The party's on. Fire up the Twitch streams. Get on Twitter. Quick. Get your tacos ready. Nick says, come on. Come on then. Let's go find your truths, Christy. Let's go find them. How about you go do me a favor and manifest the truth, Christy? Use those powers that you have. Manifest the truth, cuz. Let's figure it out. Nicole says, hey, be nice. Be nice, Nick. I'm being dragged. I'm being dragged right now. Christy's like, oh, you're being dragged? No. None of this is personal, Nick. This is game. Christy goes on to explain Nick's whole game. You made a deal with Jackson Holly. You were throwing HOHs. You try to pretend like you're in good with everyone so that you don't have to win HOH. Does everyone really know where all of your loyalties lie? Do Cliff and Nicole know that you are good with Sis and Tommy and that you are loyal to them? Nick is, everybody knows all that. What are you doing? Manifest the truth, Christy. Christy's like, hey, Nick, you seem a little dramatic right now. Nick's like, you want to talk? You want to talk game? You want to talk liars? People that don't trust? People not trustworthy? Let's talk about your game, Christy. And he goes through her game. Back in the early days of the game, you were making these side deals. You were talking about Jack. You were going behind his back. You weren't going to, when Jack and Jackson were on the block, you weren't going to use the power because you were going to say they were bullying you. They were going to bully you. Christy's like, people already know this. People already stop. People, no, these aren't even secrets. Nick is like, hey, let me talk now, please. Thanks. I let you talk. Let me talk now, please. Thanks. Says, you said that Jackson was not a good person and that he was bullying you. And that's what you were going to say. Manifest the truth, bro. Manifest the truth. She says, that's a lie. I never said that. I never said that they bullied me. No. Nick's, oh my effing God, that's a lie, bro. That's a lie. Nick, you're screaming right now, and that says a lot. It says a lot. Now, throughout this, we have various faces. And this is only going to work for the video version of the podcast. So I apologize if you're not watching, but go ahead and watch. Go to YouTube if you want. First, we have Tommy, who throughout the entire argument is super nervous. Then you have Jess, who's like this weird combination of like nervous and angry. You have Jackson with who initially had like a Gatorade bottle, but then understood better and decided to grab a mug and pour some coffee into it. And Jackson is just sipping at the mug, using the mug to hide his occasional giggle. Cliff is just kind of like standing there like, oh boy. Nicole is just like, oh. And Sis is, you know, being like, Sis. So getting back into it. Christy says, what are you going to do if you win HOH, Nick? What are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. You're going to throw the HOH. I haven't thrown an HOH except for Timey a River. Stop lying on my name, cuz. She loves effing talking, bro. What? Who does Nick think? Where does this verbiage come from? Christy says, so you've been clear. You've been clear with Cliff that he is not protected by you. That when you get to whenever that Cliff is not going to be protected by you. Hey, my target is clear. My target. Hey, look, Jess. You know, I love you, but it's clear. I've been clear. Jess is my target. Jess does get involved briefly. But, I mean, it's Jess. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm getting involved here. Christy says, so when you win HOH and you target Jess, do Holly and Cliff know that they're the only options that you have to put up next to her? Do they know that already? Nick's like, yeah, come on. Of course they do. They know everything. I'm an open book. Christy says, you know what he said to me yesterday? He says, oh, it's not my fault that everyone likes me. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that everyone likes me. He said it like three times. He actually said it like three times. It's not your fault that everyone likes you. He's like, oh, I like Cliff, but I don't have his back. I don't have his back. He's going at five. It's not my fault that everyone likes me. And Nick goes, it's not. I'm a good person. It's not my fault. I'm a good person. I'm genuine. They like me. Wow. Wow, Nick. It's actually like you said it like three times. Oh, it's not your fault. Everyone likes, you know, okay. Congratulations, Nick. Happy Taco Tuesday. Insane. Nick leaves. Christy stays for a little while. Holly says, wow, had dinner and a show. Taco Tuesday. Nick goes to the target room. And he starts, he pulls out the Bible. He starts crying. Sis comes in briefly, and she's like, why are you upset? It's like, well, I'm not upset. I was just, you know, wait, why are you upset? It's like, well, why are you mad at me, Nick? Like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just upset. How come nobody sticks up for me? It's like, I just didn't want to get involved. Okay. Well, go then. Sis is the worst at comforting people. She's so bad at it. Sis leaves. Tommy and Nicole come in. They are much better. He's crying to them. They're comforting him. He said, "I'm being dragged. I don't know why I'm being dragged. People are so petty. Why is this cat? We have the pettiest cast ever. What? Why do we have such a petty cast?" She's just salty that your game's not better. Play better, bro. Play a better game, bro. Play better. Just salty. Tommy is like full on taking Nick's side here. That, you know, don't worry about that. You know, Cliff comes in. He says, "Look, I don't worry about it. I have no problems with you or your game." Nick actually gets a lot of sympathy here, because basically nothing that Christy said was new information. Everybody already knew what Nick was doing. And honestly, when we talk about like winners and losers of the fights and of the night and of Taco Tuesday, obviously Tacos won the night. But I think that this did wonders for Nick's game. Especially when it comes to the jury vote, because nobody really respected Nick all that much. And I don't think that he was going to be doing great in a jury vote. But when somebody calls you out, you have to let people hang themselves. Because when people hang themselves, there's nobody to blame but them. But the second you see somebody struggling and you decide, oh, I'm going to put them out of their misery, I'm going to go, I'm going to call them out, I'm going to make sure that they go down. If you take it upon your own hands to make it happen, then all of a sudden you're kind of the bad guy and people start to feel sympathetic to the other person. Jess says in this whole thing that she would vote for him if he's in the final two. Now, this is Jess we're talking about. But Christy is also going to say, if Nick gets there, I'm voting for him. And it forces people to take sides this early. Nick, Nicole, and Cliff are going to be in there. Like, you know what, Nick? You have nothing to be ashamed about. You are playing the game. We respect your game. Like, it is forcing people to talk more about Nick's game and what he's doing and how it's respectable. And the fact that it's called out and nothing is going to be done about it. If he still makes it to the end, there is going to be a significantly more respect for it, I believe, than otherwise. So honestly, because of this, because of Taco Tuesday, I am definitely looking at Nick as more of a contender to win this game if he makes it there. So watch out for that. So more comforting here between between Nicole and Tommy. Sis comes in once more and is like, you're okay, right? Like, he's like, just go. I just want to. Tommy brings him a taco. Tommy's like, hey, Nick, look at the taco. Look how good the taco is. It's a really good taco. You're going to eat this taco, Nick. He's like, I don't want to. No, Nick. Look at the taco. It's a good taco. Eat the taco. Okay. I'll eat the taco. Okay. You're right. This is a good taco. It's a good taco. It's Taco Tuesday. Eventually Nick is going to leave, and Tommy, Nicole, Cliff, and Sis end up talking a bit about the whole situation and Nick and all of that stuff. And they get to talking about, like, you know what? like Nick's a good guy. Like, we like Nick. They start talking about how, you know, they've been flirting around this idea of working together. Like, why not just work together, guys? Like, and, you know, then we'll take Nick out at five, like he wants to do to us. Well, not really, though. He's going to walk in. And so they're kind of joking around about it, like, let's work together, but also a little bit serious because this is something that they kind of want to make happen. And so this is a kind of four plus Nick, which makes it a five that is coming together here. Tommy, Nicole, Cliff, Sis, and Nick. They are doing more of that. Jackson, though, is still going to talk to Cliff. Jackson and Holly were a little bit concerned. The one thing that concerned them was this talk of Nick and Cliff and how Nick would take Cliff out at five, which implies that Nick gets to Cliff, or gets to five with Cliff, Cliff, Nicole, Sis, and Tommy, which is that five. And Jackson's like, there's no five, right? Like, what was up with that five? And Cliff is like, oh, no, definitely not. It's definitely not a thing. Don't worry about that. And Jackson's like, okay. So that's happening there. Christy is going to go and talk with Holly and Jackson. She says, hey, look, my target is clear now. Nick needs to go. If he makes it to the final two, he has my vote. Because, geez, but he is my target, and you guys know where I stand, and you need me in the game to take him out, because Sis is never going to do it, and Tommy is not going to work with you if I'm not here, and we need to make this happen. She leaves. Jackson still fervently anti-Christy. Nope. I put Christy up. Christy's my target. Christy needs to go. Holly's like, but Nick... Holly says to Jackson, what, I mean, just throwing this out there. I'm not saying I believe this, but do you think it's possible that this whole thing was a ploy between Nick and Christy? Just saying, like, it's not like they revealed any new information. They were just going over old stuff. And like it makes them feel like, oh, well, now I'm on my own. I'm a free agent. I don't know. Just a thought. Jackson's like, oh, man, that would be elaborate, huh? Like, yeah. OK. She does continue to try to push to keep Christy. This idea that Christy is against Nick. She really likes that idea. She is very anti-Nick. I think that Holly is getting more and more annoyed that she can't get Nick out this week. And she's been kind of holding it in all week long. And so she kind of pushes it out there finally that, you know, if Christy stays, then we can target Nick. And we need to be careful of that situation. Sis isn't going after Nick, you know, Sis and Nick is too loyal to Sis and Tommy. I think we need to consider this. And, Stonewall Jackson in bed is just like, playing around with his chapstick or whatever it was. Completely silent for like 30 minutes. As she talks to him, it's a completely one-sided conversation. The second she started talking about keeping Christy, he was just like, how dare she? She's also starting to get concerned about Cliff and Nicole. That maybe Cliff and Nicole are not with them. Because she had an interaction with them that kind of sketched her out a little bit. She's a little concerned about that. Or at the very least that Nicole isn't with them, because she feels like Nicole is just too attached to Nick. And so they can't have Cliff and Nicole. They can only have Cliff. In order to get Cliff and Nicole, they also need to have Nick. And that's never going to happen because Nick is too loyal to Sis and Tommy. She's trying to explain this a little bit here to Jackson, and Jackson is just continuing to... Not pleased. And then they just like sit in silence for like a really long time. It's it's like, oh, there's Jackson. So they have a bit of a kerfuffle there. Now, I wouldn't say that Holly was like completely on point with where she was going with that. But at the same time, you know, she brings up some legitimate issues that they need to talk through. And Jackson's just not willing to do it if it means that she wants Christy to stay. That is not what he wants to do. So that's sort of where we end the night, with this really tense situation between Jackson and Holly, sort of out of nowhere. Taco Tuesday is going to, again, live in infamy here. Day 63, on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat, but, very interesting developments. We had a big blow up. They broke a bowl. There was glass everywhere. Overall, it is looking like Cliff and Nicole continuing to play the middle. It is a dangerous spot for them to be, and they need to be very smart about it if they don't want the Tommy and Jackson sides to come together against them for playing the middle essentially. So there's not an official five. No, I wouldn't say that it's like super official, this sort of Cliff, Nicole, Nick, Sis, and Tommy thing. It was, in my opinion, more like, let's do this. But there weren't any like handshakes or anything like that. So I would not necessarily consider this completely locked in, but I do think that Cliff and Nicole are heavily leaning toward working with this crew over the Jackson and Holly crew. They just don't trust Jackson and Holly. Jackson and Holly are making a similar mistake that they did the last week. They did their work at the start of the week, and now they've spent a lot of time just kind of chilling up in the HOH room. They do like a couple times a day, like check in, like maybe once or twice a day, they'll do like brief check-ins with Cliff and Nicole. But like, hey, we're gonna make something happen. We're gonna talk more in the future. We're right, like we're gonna do something. But they're not actually doing it. They did at the start of the week, but then they kind of backed off, and they're being again too passive. This is classic showmance syndrome, where you spend too much time with each other and not with other people. And so they're not doing enough to show Cliff and Nicole that they are genuinely with them and that they mean it. And so Cliff and Nicole are like, I don't know if we can trust these people. Meanwhile, Tommy is really, spending a lot of time trying to work on Cliff and Nicole. Cliff in particular. And so they are gravitating toward that Tommy and Sis group, which is not the right call for them. They do need to play the middle, but they definitely don't want to go to five with Tommy, Nicole, Tommy, Sis, and Nick, because that would not be a great spot for them. But again, they don't really necessarily plan on that either. They would love for just things to play out where Jackson, Holly, and that other group fight each other. They just need to figure out where to land in between that without getting caught. Let's see here. Holy moly, you better back up. Sounds like you missed a lot. The show always comes down to who you hang out with. Yeah. Let's see here. If I were Cliff and Nicole and I won HOH, who would I put up next to Jess? Honestly, I don't think I would. Man, it's such a tough call for what Cliff and Nicole should do. I still feel like Cliff's best shot is to take out Nick, and I don't think he's thinking of that. For Nicole, I almost do feel like Sis is a good target for Nicole, because with Sis gone, she becomes the default kind of goat, which is great for her. But in order to take out Sis, she'd need to really piss off Nick, which might change the goat status anyway. So it's a really tough call. It is really in their best interest to not have to win. And if they're able to get away with that and not be targeted, that would definitely be their best shot. But it's a really tough call. Tommy made dolls with Nicole. They made it out of the little bandanas and what were their names? Crap. Aster. You guys can help me out on the names. But they made little dolls with names. They're in love. They were alive for about 10 minutes and had a very lengthy 10-minute romance up until that point, and then continued to Azul and Amber. Yes. So they made those dolls. It was pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Let's see here. Now I just have a bunch of names in the chat. Any scenario where Nicole and Jess don't make the final four? Jess is really not in a great spot, honestly. Jess could be targeted from multiple sides and really could end up going home, especially if the veto goes the wrong way for her. So I wouldn't call Jess in the final. I would say Nicole is the most locked, followed by probably Sis at this point. But we'll see. You think Cliff will win the next HOH? I don't think that would be great for him, to be honest. You know, it's tough to throw an HOH in such a fluid house, but man, it's also tough to win. So it's kind of a no-win spot. How far should people bring Jackson? I think they should target him pretty soon. I don't think anybody should not target Jackson at this point. But also you have to be wary of Tommy, Sis, and Nick. I think that you have to target one of those people at some point. Can Christy manifest a reset? I don't think so. I don't think Christy has a shot here. Who do I think benefits the most by a pick'em comp and like the knockout comp? Who benefits the most? Probably Jess and... Probably Jess, really, because there are some people that I think might put her on the block and or target her. But if allegiances and targets are exposed, that's good for Jess. Because right now, Jess is just kind of like an easy target to if you don't want to expose your targets. Any chance Christy gets the votes to flip? I don't think so. I don't. Do I think Nick will gun for HOH? Yeah. After how adamant he was about not throwing HOHs. Roll the tapes, bro! Watch it back! He's gonna try. I don't think he's gonna throw. All right. Does Christy expose her relationship with Tommy and Jerry? I really don't think so. I know so many people seem to be convinced that she will, but I don't know why she would. Unless she doesn't think it's a good idea. I don't know how both of them would just not realize how terrible an idea that would be. They were so concerned about the wall yeller that I really don't think that they would plan on exposing it afterward. They were talking like how messed up it was that that the wall yeller would try to expose something like that. So I think if anything, that decreases the chances of her telling anyone, especially because it's just like a twist. When a twist tries to break people up, an outside force, it always just binds people together even closer. And I think it will bind the secret even tighter. All right. So that's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed Taco Tuesday, because I guarantee you it's going to be interesting on the show. If Holly wants to keep Christy, what does Tommy do? I don't think Jackson will budge on this. He says, oh, do what's best for your game, Holly. But I don't think Holly's going to actively try to keep Christy against Jackson's wishes. If she did, I feel like it won't work that way. It would have to be Holly and Jackson. If Holly and Jackson both want Christy to stay, then I could see Tommy. I could honestly see Tommy flipping, but I just don't see Jackson budging on this. Because I think Cliff and Nicole could also potentially flip over. But again, at that point, Nick does not want Christy to go. So it would put Tommy in a tough spot. But again, I just don't see it happening. All right. Thanks for joining us here today. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. We'll see if Taco Tuesday has a part two. Taco Wednesday. Taco Tuesday 2, the Wednesday. I'll update you on what happens. Of course, I will be live with Rob tonight to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 21. Brittany Haynes will be joining us. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in for that. And then tomorrow night, the eviction, where we will likely see Christy head out of the house, and we'll see where we go from there. Should be a very, very interesting HOH competition. So tune in for that. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We were live during Taco Tuesday in the middle of book club last night, and Taco Tuesday happened. That's where I was perfecting the reaction faces from the rest of the house. So find me there. twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And you can find me on Twitter as well at Armstrong Taryn. Make sure you check out the Taryn show that I recently did with Derek Lavasser. That was a really good one. And there we go. That's what I have for you. Thank you so much once again for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.